This is Margaret Friednauer with KHNS News. We want to update you tonight on the Alaska Highway and South Klondike Highway road closures. Mudslides and washouts caused by heavy rains and snowmelt have stranded passengers along the Alaska Highway today, and the road could remain closed into the weekend. Closures as of this newscast include between Haines Junction and Destruction Bay, and between Teslin and Watson Lake south of Whitehorse. The South Klondike Highway between Fraser and Carcross was also closed late Friday. Yukon officials said the roads were not expected to reopen before Saturday. Kelly Root lives near Destruction Bay. He wasn't able to get to work Friday morning because of the mudslide. He described the scene to CBC North.
The road's washed out. It's quite the mess. It looks like maybe a culvert got plugged up and had just been kind of overwhelmed by the water. And the culvert's actually pushed up at about 45 degrees to the road, sticking up in the air. The downstream side of the road is pretty washed out on the shoulders, and there's a lot of debris in the road.
The conditions prompted Yukon and local tourism officials to encourage travelers to stay where they were. Haines Tourism Director Tanya Carlson said she was greeting visitors at the center, asking about their plans and informing them of the road closures so they could stay in Haines or make alternative plans. In Destruction Bay, travelers were trapped there for at least an extra day. Marianne Bruff, owner of the Cottonwood RV Park, said she had several people staying an extra day there.
They're taking it all in stride. Nobody has any emergency time commitments, so they're hunkered down and watching movies and just enjoying the time.
The closure between Teslin and Watson Lake also stranded many travelers. Cheryl Kowalgis with CBC Whitehorse has this information about that closure.
There are people stranded at Rancheria. That's in the middle of one of the most affected areas. A culvert has washed out on one side, and there's a mudslide on the other. The Alaska Highway is closed to traffic at Watson Lake. Mary Eckel was on the back shift at the Bighorn Hotel. A stranded traveler searched for a place to stay last night.
Very hectic. I came at 12 o'clock, and we were all full, and I had to turn people away because we were just absolutely full. All the hotels in town were full.
On the other side of the affected area, the highway is closed at Teslin, where travelers are also waiting. American Caroline Huggins got the last room at the local motel. She even invited four strangers to share the room last night because they had nowhere to go. Huggins says the road closure is frustrating, but she's looking on the bright side.
I didn't get in the slide, so I'm grateful.
She's booked a spot on the Alaska ferry to take her down the coast. Cheryl Kawaja, CBC News, Whitehorse.
Yukon Highway officials said they will continue to update the Yukon Road Conditions website and announce there when roads reopen. You can find that site at www.511yukon.ca. We also link to it from our KHNS News webpage at khns.org. This is Margaret Friednauer with KHNS News. Thanks to CBC North for its help with this report. And thanks for listening to KHNS. We'll return Monday evening with our regular KHNS newscast. We'll continue to update you about the Alaska and South Klondike Highway road conditions on Saturday's Lincolnell Weekend program. Have a great weekend.